Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Doug Tribou.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's no secret that living in Greater Boston is not cheap. Affordable housing advocates argue that with all the new luxury apartments being built, Boston is on the road to becoming a city that is inhabited only by the very wealthy and the very poor.
But now a developer is trying to bridge that gap by proposing a building of so-called workforce apartments on a rare plot of undeveloped land between the TD Garden and the North End. Rent would start at less than $3 per square foot, about half the going rate for the neighborhood. To qualify as tenants, two-person families would have to have a combined income of roughly between $23,000 and $130,000. Joining us now is Peter Spelios. He's the executive vice president of the company proposing the project, Related Beal. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
To give people a mental picture of this spot, it's a piece of land right over the place where Route 93 is underground at the edge of the Zakim Bridge. How did that land become available, and why did you decide to do this kind of project there?
So this parcel of land is really, as you're coming over the Zakim Bridge south, it's the empty parcel that you see right over the bridge. And this is the result of the big dig in the Central Artery Tunnel and the relocation of the Green Line here in Boston. MassDOT, when we did the Central Artery Tunnel, anticipated development on these sites, and the slurry walls of those tunnels have been constructed to be able to support future development. We acquired the adjacent vacant parcel in December of this year, having spent a lot of time in this neighborhood working across the street on another project at Lovejoy Wharf. And we really saw the opportunity here to bring something to life. This was a project that was proposed as a market rate project about 6 years ago, and for various reasons never got off the ground. So we really began to think about ways to reimagining what could happen here.
So you mentioned the Lovejoy Wharf project, which is just down the block where the Converse offices are going in that area near the garden. $6.75 million in funding for this project, the affordable housing project, comes from mitigation money you had set aside at Lovejoy Wharf. Why not just build the affordable housing at the other site?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, when we did the Lovejoy project is the new global headquarters for Converse. And as a matter of fact, they moved in just last week. And a residential building is under construction currently. I think the city recognizes in the conjunction with their inclusionary housing programs that sometimes it makes sense for us to be able to do housing in a different way. And especially in some of these luxury buildings, putting a token amount of affordable housing may not make the most sense and get the biggest bang for the dollar for the affordable component here. So in this project, we had agreed to pay roughly little under $7 million for this project. And we saw this, and I think the city agrees with us, that the opportunity for us to invest this directly in the neighborhood that we're doing the Lovejoy project was a really important component of this.
It's not hard to imagine this site being a luxury condo building, but your plan also includes retail space and a 220-key hotel along with the affordable housing. Why put all of that together into one building, one relatively small spot?
That's actually a very critical component of this. The mixed-use nature and the significance of the size of this project are engines that help us support the affordability component on this project here. The ability for us to be able to put a 220-key hotel, besides being a much-needed thing in the West End Bullfinch Triangle area, it's also an economic engine that helps us support the affordable components of these projects.
The State Department of Transportation would be leasing this site to you, $12.3 million over 99 years. I would imagine that that's below, a commercial market price. What would the total public investment be on this project in the end?
Yeah, I'm glad you're raising that. Actually, quite opposite. So the original designation was given by MassDOT to our predecessor, and they were actually paying, through an RFP public process, $12 million. So we're actually paying $300,000 more than the developer who was doing the market rate housing. So in this case, this is not actually a below market transaction here. We're still working with the city and state as to what the final public support for this project will be here. We are using traditional affordable tax credit programs. And I think excitingly for us, there's two different types of federal tax credits, a 4% and 9%. 9% are very competitive, very scarce, and very hard to use for new construction. So in this project, we're using the 4% tax credits. And I think it's exciting and affordable housing advocates are going to be excited by the fact that we can use 4% housing tax credits and be able to get this project going is a victory for a lot of people.
As we've mentioned, these are rental apartments that we're talking about. How long is the commitment on your end to keeping them as low and middle income rentals? Because obviously in this area, we've seen a lot of buildings converted to higher end condos.
Yeah, this is going to be a long term hold for us. And like traditional affordable projects, this is going to be 40 to 50 years worth of restrictions here. And while extremely affordable now, over time, our rent growth is going to be capped, whereas the market always outpaces regulatory rent growth here. So over time, these apartments are going to become more and more affordable. And if you think 5, 10, 15 years down the road, it's pretty exciting to think about how affordable these will be.
If this is a profitable endeavor, you're in a for-profit business, why aren't more companies looking to do this kind of thing in Boston?
Well, I think that we're uniquely positioned. This is part of our platform here. Affordable housing is a large division of Related Beal and Related. Related started in the 70s as an affordable housing company. And this is part of our mission. We have a great guy, Ted Lubitz, who heads up our affordable group here in Boston. For us, it's part of our investment thesis and what we want to be doing and investing in the cities and recognizing this type of workforce housing is necessary to support the neighborhoods in which we build. The other thing I will say is it's very clear that the mayor and people in the state are very serious about what they've been saying for the last couple of years about the need for this type of housing. The mayor has clearly followed up his 2014 housing report with action here and an openness to good ideas and bringing, he and his administration have brought great ideas to the table here. So for people like us that wake up in the morning and look for these, types of projects so we can do these type of good work, it's great for us.
Peter Spelios is the executive vice president of Related Beal. The company has proposed a new development for affordable housing in downtown Boston. Peter, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Well, stick with us, because when we come back, Russian-American journalist Masha Gessen traces the story of the Tsarnaev brothers from Chechnya to Cambridge to the Boston Marathon bombings. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Doug Tribou. This is Radio Boston.